Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Are you ready to fly today? Come on, somebody. I pray that God is blessing you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is, you call it the Great Commission? Well, I call it globalism. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 28, 16 through 20, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. The Bible says to go into all the nations. The Great Commission was a command of Jesus Christ to go into all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All the nations. God says, go into all the nations. But you know, I wonder today where this Great Commission would have to start. God would want us to go into all the nations, but wouldn't the Great Commission start at first in your home? Wouldn't the Great Commission start at first in your family? Wouldn't the Great Commission first start in your community? Wouldn't it first start in your county? Wouldn't it first start in your state? And wouldn't it first start in your country? Would God say, go into all the nations, into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father? Did He say, go into and forget your country? Go ahead and forget your country? I don't think so. I don't think so. But this is exactly what is happening in America. In Acts chapter 17, verse 26, it says, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live, and all the faces of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. Teach all nations. The word rendered teach here is not the one that is usually so translated in the New Testament. This word properly means disciple or make disciples of all nations. This was to be done, however, by teaching them and by administering the rite of baptism all nations. The gracious commission was the foundation of the authority to go to the Gentiles. The Jews had expected that the offers of life under the Messiah would be confined to their own nation, but Jesus broke down the partition walls and commissioned His disciples to go everywhere and bring the world to the knowledge of Himself. Very interesting, this Great Commission. I'm a little bit concerned today in America because I believe today, and I don't know how else to say this, but we are neglecting our own country, and I believe the church is neglecting the American people. I believe church governments are neglecting the American people, and all we are is a money bag. And all we are is a money bag to put money into these big churches so they can do world tours. So they can travel the world under the Great Commission of baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the more that they can spread the gospel around the world on the backs of the American people. It was the American people that spread the gospel around the world. In 1 Timothy 5:8, certainly if anyone does not provide for those who are his own, and especially for those who are members of his household, he has disowned the faith and is worse than a person without faith. I believe today that we have forsaken our own nation, America. You call it the Great Commission, I call it globalism. You the churches today are becoming part of the globalist society. They're moving into this Babylonian one world system of Babylon, the Babylonian Jezebel system that would ultimately bring out the Antichrist. And they're using the Great Commission to fulfill this one world order. They're using the Great Commission of the Bible, of Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20, to help fulfill the New World Order, or the one world religious system. I would not go and try to help everyone else and deny my own family. I would not go and try to feed my neighbor if my children are starving. I would not go and try to help somebody else's children and neglect my own children. I believe the Great Commission starts right here at home. I believe the Great Commission of God first starts with your family, then your community. But this is not what's happening. We are more rude to our own people in America today. America was a sovereign country, but we have a new world order system being implemented in this nation. And our sovereign liberties are being taken away, and the church today are not saying a thing about it. They want to save the world. Forget about America. We want to save the world is their mentality. Forget about my nation. I got to save everyone else's nation. Forget about my own family. I want to save everybody else. Did you know marriages are more divorces in America than ever? There's more poverty in America than ever. You don't understand, church, all this money that you're asking from the American people, you have bankrupted them. You have bankrupted the American people. They have helped all the other nations. When will the other nations help America? Church, when will you start helping American people and stop taking from them? So you go on your world tours. Yes, the truth of the matter is this country needs help. The truth of the matter is America is in great need. And we can't continue to go on around the world telling people about the gospel of Jesus if somebody won't start helping America people. If America goes down, then you are not going to have the gospel of Jesus anymore. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, if anyone does not provide for those who are his own people, his own relatives, charity begins at home. And so do all the obligations of your Christian life. It begins right at home. Yes, right at home. Yes, now, yes, the Bible. The Bible does tell us that we need to care about foreigners. In Exodus 22:20 and Exodus 23:9, Leviticus 19:9-10, Leviticus 19:33-34, Deuteronomy 10:17, we should care about foreigners. But the truth of the matter is, this, if we continue to care about foreigners and we deny our own country, how can we help foreigners? How can we help the other nations when America is almost bankrupt? Corruption is moving in America today. We are losing our sovereignty. We're losing our freedoms. Our churches are they're part of the clergy response teams. We have pastors spying on the American people today. We are one tattletale society. Our government just passed the National Defense Resource Preparedness Act that would bring about martial law in this country. We have the National Defense Authorization Act that's going to bring about secret arrest in this country with the U.S. Patriot Act. There's FEMA corps being created. We have domestic security forces, InfraGuard. We're being spied on right now through our appliances, our cell phones, video games. And yes, and even our dishwashers, they're spying on us today. our governments right now. Denying the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. But we need to keep on the Great Commission. Go ye therefore into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But forget about your own country, because you're about to go down worse than Hitler. You're about to feel what it's like, as it did back in World War II. With the Gestapo, we have created Homeland Security, which is the Gestapo. You call it the Great Commission. I call it globalism. We need the gospel of Jesus back in America. We need our individual liberties back in America. We need our sovereignty back in America. How can we bankrupt this country for everybody else? But the churches don't mind asking for your money, Americans. Why the pastor goes on a world tour. No, big organizations, big churches, they don't mind asking for your money so they can spread the gospel to Africa, South America, to the Middle East. They don't mind asking for your money. You might as well put them with the United Nations. You might as well put them with the UN. Because we don't need Congress anymore, because we're going to war without the approval of Congress. And now we want to go to war only with the approval of the UN. We have lost our sovereignty, what it means. We have lost what it means to be true Christians today. I don't know about you today, but I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about America. I think the Great Commission, when the Bible says that we should not neglect our own. In 1 Timothy 5:8, certainly if anyone does not provide for those who are his own. Church, are you providing for the American people? Or you just want to provide for the Haitians? Are you providing for the American people, church? Are you giving back what they've tithed in? Even our government gives back when we pay our taxes, but the church isn't giving back to the American people anymore. No, the church wants to be famous. When they tithe to you, are you helping someone to pay their bills? Are you giving that tithe money back to them where ultimately, or are you just concerned about big and making something bigger and bigger and bigger? I'm very concerned today that you call it the Great Commission, but I call it globalism, and I believe today. I believe that charity begins at home. I believe charity starts with your own family. And then I believe it must move on to your community. And then it must move on and on and on. Yes, even Jesus did pray for himself. Jesus prayed for himself first, then his disciples. If we don't take care of our own family, our own nation first, there's no way that we can fulfill the Great Commission. There's no way we can go out into all the world. We gotta stop trying to save everybody else and start saving this own nation. We are going down. We are going down. All you have to do is look at America. We have 360 body scanners in the airports. Everywhere we go, we're being spied on now by cameras. Anywhere you get on the internet today, they're watching you. Yes, and even your pastor's watching you. There's a major concern in America today. There's a major concern. And as much as I want to help the world, I got to tell the world I can't help you if I can't help myself. As much as I want to help my neighbor, I can't help the neighbor if I'm not able to help myself. As much as I want to help other children, I can't help children if I don't take care of my own children. The American people are suffering today, world. Are you going to stop? Are you going to step in and help America when we become under attack, when we lose our freedoms? Are you going to step in and help us? We have poured out our love to all these foreigners, and we have done what the Bible has told us to do. It says, if your enemy is hungry, give them something to eat. If they're thirsty, in Proverbs 25:21 and Romans 12:20. We've done that to other nations. What about us? If we are hungry, who's going to feed us? And if we are thirsty, who's going to feed the American people? Yes, God even orders us to give charity to our enemies. And not just our countrymen. Yes, and Jesus also orders us to love our enemies and to do good to them in Matthew 5:43 and 48. But Jesus would want us to love ourselves first. Jesus would want us to take care of ourselves first. Jesus prayed for himself first. Then he prayed for his disciples. Then he prayed for the rest who would come to know him. We cannot neglect our own relatives. We cannot neglect our own. We cannot neglect the sovereign nation. You call it the Great Commission, but I call it globalism. A lot of these churches are falling in line of globalism today, the New World Order, the Babylonian beast system. Come on, somebody, to bring about a one world religion. I'm here to tell you I'm very concerned today. I'm here to tell you I'm very concerned today. You call it globalism. That's what you call it. Or you call it the Great Commission, but I call it globalism. The Bible says, go out and train everyone you meet far and near. Far and near. Well, this was the way of life. Far and near. We can go far and we can go near. But what happens if we go too far and we forget our home? What happens if we go too far and we forget our family? What happens if we go too far and we forget to take care of ourselves? You know, America is under siege today. America is being attacked today on all fronts. If you haven't studied the nine harbingers of God, yes, judgment is upon America, and we need to repent. But instead of repenting, our hearts get harder. We say we're going to get bigger and stronger. That's what you say. You're going to get bigger and stronger, and this defiance that comes, that has come upon America, is only leading American people to judgment. And I'm here to tell you today, I'm afraid for America. After the 9-1-1 incidents, 7 years after, Wall Street declines. What's going to happen in another 7 years and another seven? We know that we're not just sent to the lost sheep of America, that we need to be sent to the lost sheep of the world. I do know that. And I do know we need to love our neighbors as ourselves. But I believe today God would not want you to neglect your own country. And I pray today that America's sovereignty would be back. We would get our individual liberties back that came from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we would get our sovereignty back. You call it the Great Commission. I call it globalism. What are we doing? All these big churches I see on TVN are traveling the world. They're having a real good time. Jesus has went through all the world. Yes, Jesus has went through all the world. Meantime, while Jesus went through all the world, your country's about to fall. While Jesus went into all the world, you are about to lose your individual liberties. While Jesus went throughout all the world, they're about to implement martial law in this country. While Jesus went throughout all the world, Yes, the National Defense Resource Preparedness Act was just passed. While Jesus went through all the world, the National Defense Authorization Act was passed. And while Jesus went throughout all the world, they're establishing domestic security forces. And while Jesus went through all the world, they're creating FEMA corps right now in the United States of America. While Jesus went through all the world, your pastors are spying on you, telling you to turn your guns in. Yes, but Jesus is going through all the world. And we're becoming more under a dictator. But you call it the Great Commission. You've sent Jesus throughout the whole world. But in the meantime, our individual sovereignties are gone. What's wrong with this picture? Well, there's a lot wrong with this picture. There's a lot wrong with this picture. This is not biblical. Because the Bible says this. If anyone does not provide for those who are his own, and especially for those who are the members of his household, he has disowned the faith and is worse than a person without faith. His household, or you can say his country. If you disown a United States of America, the Republic of the United States of America, and all your concern is about saving the world, then you have disowned, and you know what God says? You have disowned the faith, and you're worse than the person without faith. And if you want, if so eager to go help everyone of the world, but you deny somebody right down the block from you, and you can't reach out and help your neighbor right next to the block, then you are worse than an infidel. If you can't go help that poor man on the street of your neighborhood, if you can't go help that widow in your neighborhood, but you're more concerned about traveling to South America and helping the villagers because somehow that makes you look good in your church, then you're an infidel. You're worse than an infidel. Jesus would not want you to deny your own family. Jesus would not want you to deny your own community. And nor Jesus would not want you to deny your country. You call it the Great Commission. I call it globalism. We got a problem today in our church. We got a problem with these corporate songs. Oh, they're global, all right. They're spreading Jesus. But what kind of Christian are they? Well, they're a globalist Christian. A New World Order Christian. I'm a sovereign Christian. I believe in the sovereignty of America and the sovereignty of Jesus. I believe in individual freedoms and individual liberties. These kind of Christians are globalists. They're spreading the Babylonian global Christian message. They're part of another system, another Christian system. They're not the true gospel. No, they're counterfeits. They're counterfeits, and they're not real worshipers. They're entertainers. And I say this with love. And I wouldn't tell you this. You call it the Great Commission? Well, I call it the globalist. Many different kinds of Christians are moving in America. And the majority of them are globalist Christians. Majority of them are. When God said, go into there all the world, He didn't say neglect everything. He didn't say neglect your family, neglect your wife, neglect your children. No. He didn't say that. The Great Commission starts with your family. The Great Commission starts in your town that you're living in. The Great Commission starts in your school. The Great Commission starts right here at home. Yes. We need to start being more concerned about what happens right here at home. We are losing our freedoms right now. I'm very concerned. And you need to be concerned too. Yes, we need to go into all the nations. But first, let's make sure Jesus is in America. They've taken Jesus out of our schools. We don't have Jesus in our government anymore. They're taking Jesus and the American flag out of this nation. This nation, we are in some crossroads today. I don't know what else to say to you. You want to go spread the Jesus around the world? I think America needs Jesus more than anybody right now. America needs Jesus. You call it the Great Commission. I call it globalism. When will you start putting church, the money back to the American people? We are being robbed. We are being robbed. Yes. We are being robbed. I hope today that you would understand the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Our founding fathers believed in Jesus, and that's why this country has been great. They fought and they died. Men and women fought and died for these freedoms. What I've seen is nations been blessed because of what they did here. But now what is happening is we are becoming a cursed nation. There's a thing of being so involved in the ministry that you forget to repent. America is forgetting to repent, but we still want to tell the world about Jesus. America has not repented as a nation. We have not cried out to God. We have been defiant and we've said, I want to get bigger and I want to get bigger and I want to get bigger. But we have not repented. Churches haven't repented. The American people haven't cried. But no, we still want to spread the gospel of Jesus to all the nations. Well, what about America? We have the National Defense Authorization Act with these secret arrests that's happening. The U.S. Patriot Act. There's FEMA corps that are being created. Domestic Security Forces. InfoGuard. Tracking systems on our home devices now. We are ignoring the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of this country. We're going to the war without Congress approval anymore because we want approval from UN and NATO. Yes. Our pastors are spying on us and helping, trying to tell us to turn our guns in today. We are in some serious times in America. And you better believe the globalists want to destroy this nation and the sovereign nation. You call it the Great Commission. But I call it globalism. Yes, the Great Commission starts in America first. The Great Commission starts in your families first. Yes. Does God want us to help the foreigner? Yes. But God first wants us to help our own. In 1 Timothy 5:8, certainly if anyone does not provide for those who are his own, and especially for those who are members of his household, he has disowned the faith and is worse than the person without faith. If you do not provide for other American people first, how can God bless you? If you do not provide for the American people, how can God certainly bless you, church? No. You wanna go into all the world. You wanna baptize them. You're not doing the Great Commission. You're a globalist. You're not doing the real Great Commission. You become a globalist is what you are. You're helping this new Babylon system. You're working right along with them. That's what you're doing. If you can walk by some American person and you want to travel to another country to help that person, but you can walk by your own, well, you're an infidel. That's what the Bible says. That is what the Bible says. It's okay to help the foreigner, but we must help ourselves first. It's okay to help the foreigner, but we must help ourselves first. And this is the true gospel. The true gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. I do pray that you will fly high. Very strong message today. You call it the Great Commission. I call it globalists. Be very careful of globalist Christians. They're everywhere. And they're helping this one world system, Babylonian system. But if you truly want to fly high, if you truly want to fly high, the Great Commission should start with your own family. We need stronger families in America. We need stronger marriages in America. With stronger families and stronger marriages, we'll have a stronger communities, a stronger state, and yes, a stronger government, and yes, the Great Commission should always start at home. Are you ready to fly? It's time to fly.